I'm not a scientist myself, but I actually went and enrolled at the Faculty of Science in science communication as an artist. And that sort of led to this beautiful balance of science and art, this journey of 4 years. I'm Melanie Gates Stewart, and I'm the artist of Stelloscope, working with a team and being part of CSIRO as their Science Art Fellow. I came across William Farrar. I was doing some research on Australia, and I'd actually been to the Mint. And, you know, Farrar's actually on one of the early banknotes and things. And then I think it was last year they brought wheat onto the coins. And it was really interesting because the strength of wheat in Australia and how it's, you know, the whole economy's grown through wheat and the story around that. And I spent quite a lot of time in the National Library, and I actually went to read all his letters, and I got hooked. And I just thought, you know, if you can link a story and a message with the centenary, and that was for me the hook, really, to be able to have a story that takes us over 100 years of wheat, plus we have CSIRO here with the innovation, I thought, what a lovely way to bring the two things together.
We've been writing new software. We've been bringing to bear some of the techniques of projected light that we've used in other applications such as telehealth and maintenance and mining technologies. I'm Matt Adcock, and I'm a research engineer from the CSIRO.
So we're standing next to a floor, which looks like a huge bit of lino separated into different squares, but there are amazing colours and designs, and as Eleanor moves around the grid, different things happen. What is this? What's happening here?
We're seeing some of the CT scan or 3D scans of wheat, and as Eleanor moves around on the floor, we're getting a glimpse of the actual wheat that the scan was taken from. It's being revealed as you interact and move through the space.
What have been the biggest challenges for you?
We haven't done something on this scale with this much public exposure. So that was one thing that we needed to consider, was how we can give a great experience to as many people as possible. We also wanted to give people something a bit different and let them come in and say, oh, how did they do that? So there's a bit of magic involved.
Let's have a look at one particular exhibit, which is a huge half-sphere lit inside, but there are pictures moving across the surface. What's this, Eleanor?
We've actually called these two domes, they're called stellar lumas, and it's a hemispherical projector inside this dome. And what I wanted to achieve with this is being able to tell, I suppose, there are lots of stories in one place. When you first see the dome, is a beautiful image of a section of wheat, but it actually looks like a beautiful flower. The colours are rather seductive and it's curvaceous. And this story changes.
Because the images are constantly moving.
They're constantly moving, and they go through the development of wheat on this particular dome here. But what happens is that when you hold your hand above the dome, it actually reveals another story that's running underneath. So you might be looking at the surface of a section of wheat here, and if we put our hand over, you might just get a little bit of William Farrar's diary. Or there may be a piece of bread. So I've sort of interlaced different narratives together, but the whole thing is to have fun as well and explore and use your hand as a sort of see-through, what would you call it, you know, where you can look right through the dome and see underneath.
It's like, in a way, parting the picture to see what's underneath.
That's right, and it's actually in a hand shape, and several people at once can do this together, so you can form, I suppose you could do shadow puppets if you want to do that, but you can actually form shapes and see the story underneath, and it will change. Like the one we're looking at now is truly a piece of bread, and we can see all the holes, and it's quite gruesome really, isn't it?
But I've never seen a piece of bread look so interesting.
I don't know if I'd want to eat that though, would you?
You've done some beautiful hologram art here too.
Holograms is something I particularly wanted to achieve. I was, one thing that happened while I've been making this work, coming from a traditional art background, I could see that, it's particularly in science when you're looking through microscopes, that I could no longer just work in a two-dimensional form. And it was very exciting to think, how can I make this work, jump out like when we see a microscope, we're looking inside. I really wanted to try and achieve a motion hologram where they move, but that was almost impossible, and this was the nearest thing. And for me, it's like the cinema experience without the glasses. It actually jumps out at you. And to be honest, I've never seen this before. Normally, when you're looking at holograms, you're looking inside the space. But these, you feel that you could grab the seeds. Lots of people have come through and they're trying to hold them. And you can't photograph them because the camera doesn't see what we're seeing through our eyes. And it's a unique experience. I'm sure the children will love it when they come through.
The magic thing about this collaboration is that if you put the right kind of artist in the mix, all of these wonderful ideas start happening. My name's David Lovell. I'm from CSIRO's Transformational Biology Initiative. And my role in this scheme of things has been to act as the host for Eleanor Gates Stewart, the artist, and also to ensure that Eleanor can make the most of CSIRO's capabilities in pulling this together. CSIRO is a really creative organisation, but sometimes as a large organisation you need someone to come through it and bring people together and pose questions that they wouldn't normally be asked. And from that we've had all these great ideas, some of which you see in this exhibition. For me, the magic of this whole process has been what Eleanor has done during her residency.
And what's that, do you think? How would you sum that up?
We've actually written a paper on this. Science is very creative pursuit, but it's all about being objective. I mean, if I do some creative science, you can see what I've done and verify it. Art is very creative too, but creative in a different way. There it's more subjective. So if you bring science together with art, these two dimensions of creativity open up a whole new space, and that's what Eleanor has been able to do during this time with CSIRO.